7:18 a.m. We are joined now on our Newsmaker line by our good friend Deborah Fisher. She's the head of the Tennessee Coalition for Open Government. Good morning, Deborah. How you doing?
Good morning, Michael.
Well, you have a very interesting article up there about the decision by Judge Russell Perkins, released late Friday night, very late Friday night, about 8 p.m., in which he ordered the Tennessee Republican Party to take actions to tell the Tennessee Secretary of State that they should restore Robbie Starbuck to the ballot after they disqualified him in a process that began April 11th, had an appeal April 19th, which was not in an open meeting environment, and then communicated to the Secretary of State on April 21st. You had an interesting take on this about if this is a violation of the Open Meetings Act, there's a remedy. Tell us what the remedy would be.
Well, normally a governing body that is found to violate the Open Meetings Act, any action is nullified. But what they can do, what the courts have said, is that, you know, the Open Meetings Act was never meant to permanently bar a governing body from, you know, making the decision. So they can cure that decision. They can cure that decision by simply having another meeting and doing it, you know, with adequate notice and, you know, as an open meeting to the public. So that would be an option for the Republican Party, but I don't think that's the direction they want to take it.
Now, let me just follow up on the strategy of this. So they filed an appeal with the Court of Appeals on Monday. The Court of Appeals then said, okay, Robbie Starbuck, you got to get a response by 4 p.m. on Tuesday. What do you think the timeline of that decision from the Court of Appeals is likely to be? Will they, and do you think they'll reverse the lower court decision or not?
You know, it's hard to know, but there is kind of a clock running out here. And I think that the federal judge, you mentioned the earlier case, but the federal judge sort of said Friday is a last day or a deadline, so to speak, of when you need to let the election officials know so they can get the ballots ready. So there is something fast. I don't know what the Court of Appeals will do, but they will need to act quickly. The Republican Party says that the meeting that they had was not subject to the Open Meetings Act. So they'll need to decide. They'll need to look at the statute and decide whether that's true or not, or whether they think that's true or not. But certainly the lower court judge thought that it was.
So let me follow up on that. Let's just play out a scenario on this, Deborah. Let's say that all the decisions are returned by Court of Appeals by Thursday at 5 p.m. Okay, I don't know if this will happen. In the event that the appeals court reverses the lower court, it would seem to me then that the only recourse Robbie Starbuck would have would be to appeal that reversal to the Tennessee Supreme Court. In that situation, do you think the Tennessee Supreme Court would take such an appeal?
I don't know. I mean, clearly the clock has about run out if it's Thursday, and Starbuck looks like he would be a little bit out of options at that point, simply because of the timing of it, and they have to get the ballots out. And once they're down the road, it's hard to imagine that would happen. But the Supreme Court has taken things up, and, you know, very quickly in a day if they think that it is something they need to get involved in. But they might not think that. I mean, it really depends on what the Court of Appeals does.
Exactly. Deborah, in studio with us right now is our lead political reporter, Aaron Gulbertson. Aaron has a question for you.
I do want to point out and ask your opinion on this. It came out in the court case that Davidson County had already printed their ballots, and one other county, and I'm forgetting the name of it, but one other county as well. So the question is, do you think that squeezes the timeline together, or maybe because they're already messing with it, kind of expands it a little bit?
You know, it's really hard to say. I mean, this is why this, you know, happening so late in the game here, I think works against Starbuck, because it is undisputed that a party gets to choose who is the bona fide member of their party. So you would not want a result in which they did not get to choose that. And I think that the party has a good argument on that front. They shouldn't be forced to have someone on the ballot that they don't think is a bona fide member. So, you know, there's this timeline to kind of right the ship, and, you know, they aren't going to go by, say, a cure meeting, which would be a quick way to do it if they wanted to. They want to get this settled at the Court of Appeals, but I don't know.
So let's do some more speculation, Deborah, because, you know, what else do we have to do, right? In this scenario. Okay, so let me pose this speculative outcome to you. Let's say on Tuesday at 5 o'clock, the Court of Appeals says, oh, no, we agree with the Chancery Court on this, and you need to restore Robbie Starbuck to the ballot because it was a again, I don't think this is the case, but let's just say they made the argument that it was a violation of the Open Meetings Act. Could the Tennessee Republican Party then on late Thursday night put out a notice, hey, we're going to provide a cure meeting on this issue of Robbie Starbuck, his bona fides as a Tennessee Republican, tomorrow on Friday? Could they do that?
I think they could, that would be the normal way to go about, you know, curing an open meetings violation. There's a little bit more to it, but they could give notice and do that.
It seems to me, and again, I don't know, I don't have any special, you know, it seems to me in terms of timelines, that would be, and that would still be before the Friday close of business deadline for the publication of the ballot. It seems to me that might be an outcome that the Tennessee Republican Party, that might be their strategy. Again, I've not talked to them about it, but that might be their strategy if the Court of Appeals makes its decision by Tuesday at 5 p.m. What happens if the Court of Appeals makes its decision by, Saturday at 10 a.m.?
But I don't think they'll do that. I mean, I think the Court of Appeals, I mean, they took this as an extraordinary appeal, an expedited appeal, and I think they'll be very aware of the deadlines involved. Yeah, I don't think they'll wait.
Let's get back to the key question of the merits of the legal argument. Now, you seem to have indicated in your article that you thought that there – maybe I'm reading something into it, but to me, when I look at the Open Meetings Act, I can't see any circumstance in which it would apply to a private party such as a Republican Party. And certainly there's been no precedent ever in any court decision where that I know of, maybe you do because you specialize in this stuff, where a political party's decisions have been subject to the Open Meetings Act, which I thought was entirely for public entities. What's the argument in your view that it might apply, the Open Meetings Act might apply to a decision of the state executive committee of the Republican Party?
Well, in the statute itself, the lawmakers, and I look back, this was in 1974, which was not long after the Open Meetings Act was established. But anyway, in 1974, in the statute itself, it says that the state executive committee is the state primary committee and should carry out all the duties under this title assigned to the party, and that the meetings of that state primary committee are subject to the Open Meetings Act. So the question really before the court, which was decided also at the trial court level, is whether the state executive committee acting to decide whether someone is a bona fide member of the party is acting as the state primary committee. And they say those are two distinct bodies, that they acknowledge that the primary committee is subject to the Open Meetings Act, but they say that they weren't acting as the primary committee when they made that decision. So the judge looked at that and said, yeah, you were. So it's actually in the open, it's actually in the law that they're subject, but whether the executive committee is subject in this instance, you know, the Republican Party says, no, we're not.
Where's this all going to play out, Deborah? What's going to happen?
Well, it's going to be at the Court of Appeals. I mean, they're going to make a decision on what that statute means and did it apply to the executive committee. And, you know, if they decide it does apply, I've heard about this coming up once before. It didn't go to court. It had to do when the Democrats booted John DeBerry out of the party and someone called me about it then. So we'll see this week.
That's the right answer. We'll find out later this week. Deborah Fisher, the head of the Tennessee Coalition for Open Government, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Michael.
All right. We'll be back with Aaron Gulbranson, the official guest host of the Tennessee Star Report, after this.